Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Josie James, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio.
Kind of came across the wrong way, but I meant it in the most humble way possible because I just really respect their talent. You know, these women are, you know, incredible.
Absolutely. For those who have not had the pleasure to hear your magnificent voice, how would you describe your songs? How would you describe yourself as an artist?
Wow, that's a great question. I'm very honest with my music. I do write my own songs. So for me, I don't necessarily focus so much on writing a hit or per se what I think people want to hear. I just believe in that pure honesty, just being myself. And I've found that people connect with me the most at that level. And when I'm like that, my songs have ended up being more successful because of the honesty.
Do you find it much easier to be more transparent and take it a step further? Because not even being an artist, a lot of people have a very difficult time being transparent as far as showing their innermost fears and what they crave to have. But for you, it seems to me, just stepping back and listening to your music, that it seems very therapeutic to you to be that transparent through your music.
Thank you, thank you. Absolutely. It definitely comes very easy for me. You know, I've been through a lot in my life, like most people. For me, I didn't really have people to talk to about my feelings. I was also kind of told growing up not to express a lot of my feelings because it was a sign of weakness, and that's actually not true. So there was a positive thing that came out of that statement was it allowed me to just kind of write all my feelings down, and those words turned into music. And so that's my outlet. So even till today as an adult, I don't necessarily feel comfortable expressing my feelings, sitting down with friends and telling them what's going on, but I can do it through song just fine. So it's a strange thing, but hey, it works for me.
Absolutely. Does it have a tendency to keep you somewhat a little bit more guarded? Because as you're well aware of in this industry, especially with today's social media, they want to know anything and everything an artist does.
Yes. Yes, they do. It's all out there. It's really hard to hide things, like you said, because of social media. And I'm just so grateful that the kind of music that I do, I'm allowed to be myself. And I feel that, you know, there's not much out there about me that would shock the world because it's already out there. And, you know, like I said, I've just been honest from the beginning. And I feel that people can connect with me. They know I'm human. I always write people back the best that I can. I try my best to always stay connected.
Speaking of connected, and I want to take it a step further, you have a lot of artists, a lot of female artists, where they try to lump into a group or try to put in a box, well, this female artist is pop, she's too hard, she's too edgy, there's no softness about her. When I listen to your music, it's very transparent, it's very thought-provoking, it speaks to not just a woman's perspective, but from a man's perspective as far as yearning for that love, like the title track for the new single, Supposed to Love Me. What does Supposed to Love Me mean to Sylvia Chivoli D?
Wow. First of all, thank you so much for that compliment. For me, Supposed to Love Me, it's really just about having expectations of how you think or feel somebody is supposed to love you. Some people, it may be, hey, this person showed their affection through buying me flowers and fancy things, stuff like that. For me, Supposed to Love Me basically meant I needed you there emotionally, and you could not be there for me in that sense. The flowers are great. You know, trips, that stuff is wonderful. But there's a missing connection for me. And in the end, the relationship was a disaster. So sometimes it's not necessarily a boyfriend and girlfriend relationship. It can also be with your friends. It can be with your parents. And that's why I kind of wrote it in that sense, because I've gone through this not only with a significant other, but also with family members, of just feeling neglected or them not being there for me the way that I needed them to be there for me. So that's where that comes from.
Absolutely. You know, I've posed this question to several artists that I've had the pleasure of conversing with on the show, and it's amazing to me where I've had one particular artist tell me, say, you know what, you can be in a room full of people and still feel alone, where there's no connection.
Oh, yeah.
You can be going through things emotionally that no one would ever know, and it's this sense of loneliness because you don't have that particular connection or someone that you feel that you can trust or confide in to show that sense of vulnerability. And the things that you've experienced in your young life, how long did it take you to feel comfortable where you say, you know, I can trust a certain people? I have my own inner circle that I can really trust and really just kind of evaluate my personal journey in this life?
Wow, it took me a long time. I would say about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, is when I got it. I really became connected spiritually, and have what I would call an intimate relationship with God. You know, I've been raised in the church my whole life, and then I realized as I got older, I was just going to church. I didn't really connect. I didn't really understand, you know, what I'd been taught my whole life. And I started reading a lot of spiritual books. I changed the circle of friends that I hung out with. And I just changed my frame of mind. And when I connected spiritually, it allowed me, one, to start forgiving those who had hurt me in my past, to stop playing the blame game and actually point a finger at myself, and just trying to reach in and find out what it is, what do I need to do so that Sylvie can be happy and have a better life and build healthy relationships, long-lasting relationships with people. Once I had that conversation with myself, things started to change, things started to happen. People that I hadn't seen in many years of my life finally started showing up. I reconnected with my biological family. I mean, after like 20 years, there was a time where they didn't even know where I was. So I know that feeling of loneliness mentally and physically. This was my life for so many years. And it was like a miracle when I got rid of all that hate and that anger and that guilt and the shame and all of that. Everything started taking place in order, and life has just been wonderful since then. Just beautiful. My music is doing great. I'm talking to you. So it's that. So the lonely feeling is gone, but I would tell anybody out there, you know, definitely search within your soul and find out, why do you feel so lonely? What is going on, you know, and connect with people. It's important to have people in your life. You can't be alone. Everybody needs somebody.
Absolutely. You know, as we touched upon earlier, it all comes down to trust. It's that sense of trust where, you know what, I'm okay being vulnerable. I know my vulnerability is not going to be held against me.
Yes.
And I know why so many people connect to music, because you have an artist like yourself who can speak for the ones who are scared to speak for themselves. As Stan Lee once said on the movie Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility, and music has that power. What does it mean to you when you have a fan send you a tweet, and they may be tweeting you from another part of the world, and say, you know what? You have touched me emotionally. Your music does something. I was going through something, and your music speaks to me, and it helped me therapeutically get better.
That is beautiful. You know what? That's funny you touch on that, because that is the reason that I sing. I sing for the people. You know, like most people know, I come from Africa. That's where I'm from. My family's from there, and we've been through a lot, and I knew at a very young age that I had a calling. This was more than just being on a stage and being famous with the glittery lights and fancy dresses. I knew that there was more to this voice that God gave me, and it's like a duty, you know. And this is actually one of the reasons why I'm really particular with the style of music that I do. I'm not the kind of singer that'll just sing on anything just to be out there. I sing music that touches people, and I do get a lot of messages from all over the world. I've had messages from Indonesia, from Zambia, Zimbabwe, people in Japan who have written me on Facebook, private messaged me, and said, "You have touched my life." I had one elderly lady who actually told me that her husband had been walking by when she was listening to my music on her computer and, you know, stopped her and said, "Who is that singing?" And she said, "You know, some girl named Sylvie, you know, I don't know, I think she's an upcoming singer." And when he listened to the song, she said he just broke down crying. And he said it's been years since he's heard music, especially in today's generation, that's moved him like that to tears. That really touched me. And to me, I feel that's not me that's doing that. That's just, you know, God using me, which is, you know, my voice to be, I'm just a vessel and my voice is what people hear, but they can feel something behind that. I can't force people to feel my music. It's something that God does. It's an anointing.
It's amazing to me that the power that music has, and with your voice as an instrument that resonates with so much passion. At the end of the day, this is a business, and unfortunately. Have you kind of sat down with your team and said, you know what, this is exactly how I want my brand to be promoted, be distributed, because being an independent artist, which I think is a great thing, because you have complete creative control over your career. How far do you want your brand to reach, or should I say expand?
Oh, well, the goals were to expand worldwide. But as far, like you said, with the business, I have run into those situations where, you know, people have slammed the door on me, didn't want to hear what I had to say, or the minute they hear that I'm singing a ballad, or they're like, yeah, no thank you. What do you mean you want to touch people's lives? We're not in that business, you know. We're here just to entertain, type of thing. But you know what? I kept going, and I kept pushing, and I kept fighting. It's a business for me also, and I'm not in the business of forcing people to like me or, you know, be touched by my music. It's either you get it or you don't. And I've been really blessed in the past few months of the past year that the right people in the business heard it, they loved it, they got it, and they love me being me. You know, as far as the branding stuff, they handle all of that, but they like Sylvie. They like what I'm bringing to the table, and they feel that it's something refreshing, and it's something that, you know, the industry needs. We need a variety of music, you know, and right now, well, there was a time where I felt like I was hearing the same thing over and over, and there was no, I guess, door open for an artist like me, but those doors are finally opening. Thank God for Adele, you know, people like that. So I'm still working on it, but till today, I mean, there's still naysayers. There are people who don't believe in the brand, and that's okay. It's not for everybody.
Now, speaking of Adele, she just released a new single called Hello. And I'm a stickler when it comes to lyrics, and I've listened to the song, and it was well worth the wait. It was definitely well worth the wait. And the reason why I mention Adele, I want to know for you, what particular artist really touches you emotionally? What particular artist, a particular song, you said, wow, they get me. They're speaking for me. I can relate.
Good old-fashioned Whitney Houston. I grew up on her music. I remember having to, like, sneak outside to peek in through the window because I wasn't allowed to watch The Bodyguard. So I guess it was PG-13, and my mom wouldn't let me watch it, and she didn't know that I was actually peeking through the window watching the movie. Her voice, the way it moved me, and just the lyrics to a lot of the songs, I mean, just moved me. That's what I grew up on. And then, of course, I still love a lot of I listen to a lot of gospel music, but Yolanda Adams, she does it for me. You know, that shiver up and down your spine, she just takes me there. I mean, the anointing in her voice, just, she's incredible. So those two, for sure.
Well, you are definitely incredible, my love. And speaking of incredible.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so kind. Thank you.
Let's get into some new music by the very talented Sylvie Chivalidi with a new hit single, of course, Suppose to Love Me, here in the comfort zone of LODO Radio.
Thank you.
Jersey, the very talented Sylvie Chivalry with a new hit single, Supposed to Love Me, and it is available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and for those who are feeling more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com and to get all the latest updates. You can always catch up with her on Twitter, Facebook, and also at her official page. It's at Twitter.com/ Sylvie Rocks LA, and also on Facebook, Sylvie Chivalry D, and also her official, that's at www.sylvierocksga, sylvierocks.ga. We got it right. I must ask, lovely one, you know, we have a tendency to be somewhat greedy, especially here as far as our music is concerned. You've already blessed us with a slice of proverbial cheesecake. When can we expect either an EP or an album from you?
Oh, I am definitely in the works of that. Most likely it would be an EP. That seems to be the hot thing that everybody's doing. And I love EPs because it kind of gives people an introduction to the sound of what your album's going to be. And you kind of get people's feedback to make sure you're going the right direction. So we would be looking at early 2016, so maybe a little bit before my birthday, which is in April. So it'd be nice to drop something by my birthday, April 20th. How does that sound?
You know what? When it's ready, I don't care if it's half done like grandma's cookies, send it over here.
I will get it to you. Half done like grandma's cookies. That's the first time I've heard that. That is hilarious.
Absolutely.
You're so kind.
My pleasure. And when can we expect you to perform live? I know a lot of listeners out there would love to see some live performances from you.
You know what? Keep checking my Facebook because we are now in the promotional period of my career. So right now we're doing all radio promo and we're lining up tours. So it most likely won't start until December, but I don't have any dates or any cities yet. So I promise you we will be on the road very soon, in like the next 60 to 90 days. So check out my Facebook for sure and definitely my Twitter, all the links that you had mentioned. We will keep everybody up. Yes, I am excited.
We're excited for you, and hopefully very soon you will make your way down here to the great state of Texas, because we would love to see you do your thing down in here.
I would love to come to Texas. Texas gives me a lot of love. You guys are actually the first state to ever play one of my singles, ever. So I get a lot of love in Texas. So thank you guys so much. I love you guys.
Well, it's truly our pleasure. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know, okay?
No problem. Thank you, Teddy Bear.
My pleasure, my queen. Safe journeys and continued success, okay?
I sure will. Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me today, and thank you to all the listeners that tuned in.
Absolutely. The very talented Lord have mercy, Miss Sylvie Chivalry in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Hope everyone enjoyed the interview. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But I forgive you. That's what teddy bears do. Always cuddly, always right on time. And speaking of being right on time, is it okay if we hop back in the teddy bears' honey lounge, the proverbial time machine with Paul Young? Every time you go away, Lord have mercy, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. of LODO Radio. Lord have mercy.
Over again, we Well, here I am again, sitting in front of this computer screen at 3 in the morning, paying some bills. And you come across my mind real heavy. And I want to reach out to you, you know, say something funny. Just say hello. I'd really like to call you, but it's late, so I think I'll send you an email that you can pick up in the morning. And I know I haven't seen you in a long time, but that doesn't mean my feelings aren't strong. And sometimes it seems we just go along from day to day, not saying the things we should say. But right here, right now, for me today, I want you to know that, girl, I've been missing you.
Everything. Where are we? Where are we? Where are we? Where are we?
Lord have mercy. The late, great George Duke. I've been missing you. You're in the comfort zone. Novello TL Radio. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by the official website. That's at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. And if that's not enough permanent information to tantalize your musical earlobes, Lord have mercy, you can always stop by, follow us, join the organic grassroots movement of music. Follow us on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTL Radio. And also, we are on Instagram. Yes, we are. Lord help me. That's at instagram.com/LOTL. The Comfort Zone. If you need, if you need that music, that music junkie, we want our music shaken, but never stirred. Yes, Lord. Quality over quantity. It's all about substance. Tune in live 365. Yes, Lord, you can listen to us live from your telephone. All you have to do is let your fingers do the walking. Do the, what's that, the Google? You're in the Google Play Store. Stop by the Google Play Store. Look for Live 365. Download that app. Type in LOTL. The Comfort Zone. Because I've seen the need, and I'm here to fulfill that need. Here's the latest from Jennifer Holliday. Touch here in the Comfort Zone of LOTL Radio.
Yeah. though I didn't want to. I tried and tried to forget your name, but it was all in vain. I tried and tried to forget your face, but it wouldn't erase. I tried and tried to forget your kiss. I could ever do this. Heaven knows, heaven knows I'll try. Yeah, I try.
This is Josie James, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio.
thought that I was living until you came into my life. Girl, you are my light. Now I can see, even when I'm far away, you brighten up my day. I can just prove to you that you are my everything. Girl, you are my everything.
So when you need me, call me. I'll be there.
Here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio. Doors always open. All you ever needed was someone.